Now we come to the last chapter, and it says here, verse 1 of chapter 9, I saw the Lord standing upon the altar, and he said, smite the capitals of the door, that the posts may shake, and cut them in the head, all of them, and I will slay the last of them with the sword. He that fleeth of them shall not flee away, and he that escapeth of them shall not be delivered. Now this is the coming of the Assyrian to destroy the northern kingdom and to take what was left into captivity. Now, the altar that he's talking about here and the temple is not the one in Jerusalem. It was the one that was in Bethel and the one that was in Samaria, where the golden calf was. I've seen the ruins of the temple in Samaria that was there. And the temple would be brought down so suddenly that many of the people who went in there to seek refuge would be caught, and they would be trapped in there and be killed in the temple because of the fact that they sought refuge there. Now, this is the judgment that was coming upon them. Now, up to this point, Amos has dealt with nothing in the world but judgment. Judgment that was coming soon upon them. Judgment that's out yonder in the future that he identifies as the day of the Lord. And we believe that that's what the Lord Jesus meant and spoke of the same thing, and he called it the great tribulation period that was coming upon this earth. Now, in this last chapter, we're going to see that for the first time he looks into the future and gives the glorious prospect of the future. So in that very dark day, Amos is no pessimist. He looks way down into the future, and he sees coming a glorious day for this earth. I think that any child of God today ought to be an optimist. None of us ought to be a pessimist. No reason for it.